This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite cities is New York City. I mean, hands down. If you've never been, you need to. And when you are there, you are just in awe of the architecture, of the history, of the amount of people, of the amount of concrete. I think it's the concrete capital of the world. And it just blows your mind that you are looking at buildings that were erected at least 100 plus years ago and being used as regular office space or living space. But then, you know, you'll walk by a building and go, is that sucker still standing? And you think to yourself, what if there's an earthquake? What if something happens? Are these buildings built to withstand that? Well, yeah, they should be. That's what architects and engineers did. But we saw what happened with the World Trade Center. And then, unfortunately, we had a huge tragedy yesterday where a lower Manhattan garage, some of the floors collapsed. It's a four-story garage. It collapsed last night, leaving one dead, five injured, multiple cars crushed. And I believe investigators are still searching to make sure there's no more victims. And we're not sure why. City officials are looking at the weight of the vehicles on the roof because it caved in from the roof. If you look, the lower structures, I think, survived, but it was the upper structures, the roof. The emergency management commissioner said there were 50 parked cars on the roof. And he said during the controlled deconstruction of the building, city officials will attempt to remove the cars first if possible. The vehicles contain potentially flammable materials, either gas tanks or electric batteries. So if they're trying to deconstruct this, they got to get anything that could be flammable out of there. All utilities to the building, supplying the light, et cetera, were immediately shut off. This occurred on Ann Street, so it's remained closed. This is between William and Nassau Streets. That's where the building was located. It's interesting. Somebody posted a picture of it back in the early 1940s, and you're like, wow. And I mean, it looked built strong back then, but who knows what happens after years and adding additional floors. So they say officials say on Tuesday at least six parking garage workers were pulled from the garage. One person was pronounced dead on the scene. Five others were hurt, four in stable condition, and one refused medical treatment. I know some of you get shocked when you hear, what? They refused medical treatment? But remember, these are New Yorkers. Forget about it. New Yorkers are tough. So he's probably like, I'm good. Just deal with everybody else. Just, you know, so God bless. But so one worker, while they were trying to rescue them, got trapped on an upper floor. He was able to call out for firefighters and then get rescued and taken to another building. And then another fell with the floor from the second floor to the first, was able to get away. One worker was in an elevator and was shielded from flying debris. And after the garage workers were removed, then the firefighters were pulled out. They actually used a robot dog. They deployed a robot dog into the building, according to ABC7, and they were able to give video inside, and then they could fly drones inside to conduct an assessment and conduct searches. So officials evacuated this building. And then the next building, the Pace University building, next to the collapsed garage, you know, just in case there was a sinkhole or something else that they, you know, I would as well. The school announced classes would be remote on Wednesday to ensure the safety of the faculty and the students. One of the university buildings remains closed. So, you know, when you look at the pictures, it's just horrifying to see it just sink in. And you know, it could just be, again, too much weight, structure gave out. We saw, you know, what happened with the Surfside condo, where you already saw little weakness, and one weakness leads to another weakness, and then just the whole thing seemed to then collapse. And so first responder said the building is completely unstable. They're not going to send anyone else into the building until it's shored up. They have to, of course, make sure nobody else is there. I'm sure people want their cars and their belongings, but it's going to take some time. But interestingly, New York City Department of Buildings record shows that there is one open hazardous violation from 2003 for cracks in the concrete. Now, we're talking about a 20-year-old violation. Did that ever get fixed? So how this went down, they said we heard a really big boom, like something out of the ordinary. It was a real loud noise, like something exploded. I saw people running quickly from the scene. It was insane. Everyone was scared. Everyone thought it was their last time being alive. So the upper levels of the three-story building collapsed at 4:15 p.m., and then cars crashed to the lower levels. So, you know, Godspeed to those, you know, right now in the hospital. But I do get nervous when I see buildings like this, you know, having witnessed, you know, what happened with the World Trade Center and, you know, seeing that something that is as, looks as strong and magnificent and as Goliath as some of these buildings and architecture, even the small ones, you know, are at risk of collapse. And you wonder when I heard about this yesterday, and I'm sure everybody had the same thought, what other buildings are not up to code? Or, you know, I mean, this was a 20-year-old violation. Did he pass codes last year? And, you know, do the codes need to be revised? What happened, and what other buildings are at risk? I mean, how many thousands upon thousands upon thousands of buildings are there on that island and in Manhattan? And what's next? So I'm sure people are on edge. I mean, New Yorkers, man, they've been through a lot, and they'll get through this. They'll go back to work. They'll keep doing what they're doing. But we do have a lot of old buildings. You don't know about the rot. You don't know, you know, what sort of lax sort of repairs could have been done. And it just shows you that if we don't take one single crack, you know, seriously, with some of these buildings, that it could be a snowball effect. And it's sad to see this happen. So we're going to keep you posted. Hopefully there's no other victims involved. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, being Jewish, people always ask, how did Jews let the Holocaust happen? And I go, what do you mean let? They go, didn't Jews fight back? Why didn't you know, why would they just walk in lines and be carted off to the concentration camps? And they go, no, we did fight. Jews fought. They did. You don't hear about those stories much, but they did. Have you guys seen Eddie Murphy's Delirious from the 1980s? Eddie Murphy goes into a bit very similar where, you know, he says he and his friends are talking about how they would have never been slaves, they would have never baled cotton because, if a slave master tried to tell them to do it, they would tell them to, you know, blank off or whatever. And then, unfortunately, after they, you know, killed somebody in his bed. It's sad history, but he basically touches upon what kind of happened with many Jews during the Holocaust, where somebody came into the home and the family's like, are you flipping kidding me? And then after they shoot one or threaten to kill the child or family, they're like, what do you need? What do you want? And so the threat into submission, people think, because they only see the submissive photos. They see the photos of Jews, you know, behind the barbed wire and in the prisons and in the, you know, or digging the grave that they're about to be shot in. But there was resistance. And one such resistance was the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, which we are commemorating this week, where Jews living in the Warsaw Ghetto in Poland did fight back. And they held them off to the best of their ability. They had pistols, Molotov cocktails, some grenades. But it wasn't just the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. That's one of the ones that gets spoken of and commemorated as it's the 80th anniversary of it. But there were multiple ghettos. In fact, ghetto is a term used for a localization, an area of uprising during the war times. And so there was there were multiple locations, multiple places where young Jews were like, you've got to be kidding me, this isn't happening. And when word got out that the inhabitants of Warsaw were going to be trucked or trained into a death camp, they fought back, and they fought back bravely. Most didn't survive, most didn't make it. But no, a lot of people don't realize that Jews did fight back. They did. And non-Jews fought at their side as well. And it was, when we look at history, that's why we have to be really, really careful when we tell history. Because you can't tell the day by day, minute by minute, second by second encounters. You know, we get books, we get accounts, we have survivors who told their story. But most of the history books and most of the movies are only a very, very small snapshot. So you see these pictures, and in your mind you think that everybody was like, all right, well, that's fine, just take us. No. The average Jew wanted to fight back and tried. But the second something was going to happen to their child or their wife or themselves, they were outnumbered, outarmed, and there was only so much they could do. And they had to take a chance. And, because people ask, you know, if that happened again, and it could happen again, and it possibly has happened again right now to Ukrainians, you know, what do you do? Well, you know, I'd be on the fighting side. I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to go down with the fight. But the other choice is, well, live. Just, you know, choose to live. So if your choice is taking a bullet to the head or, you know, doing what needs to be done to save alive and keep your family alive, because there could be a chance you could be liberated or escaping. People did. There's stories of people escaping, rising up within some of these death camps and concentration camps, fighting back, some escaping. There are stories that there were successes. Very few, when you look at the 6 million Jews who died and 6 million non-Jews that were killed. But there were success stories. You know, are you going to be that one in a million or that one in 6 million that could survive? Who knows? But when I look and see what, you know, my relatives had to endure, and this was just 80 years ago, it's striking. Now, one of the headlines today is somebody got kicked off, I think, a Southwest Airlines flight because a baby was crying and he couldn't take it anymore. Now, I get it. You know, we've gotten very spoiled. We've gotten very comfortable. And so if somebody makes noise or there's a crying baby, everybody kind of looks and they look at the mom, like, get the crying baby out of here because we're trying to enjoy the movie or we're trying to enjoy our flight or we're, you know, just do something about the baby. But when you see these stories of Jews in these overpacked train cargo carts, and there's like, 100 people where there should only be 20. And there's people having a period or having diarrhea or vomiting or babies crying. And they
couldn't complain. They couldn't, you know, call for a flight attendant to help them. They couldn't, you know, call for a movie, a theater attendant to say, you know, look, that baby's crying and disrupting my movie. You know, we as Americans, I don't think we have evolved that well in terms of, I don't know how people could have survived just even the imprisonment and the lack of food and the dysentery and all the disease and the experiments being done on them. And I'm spoiled too. Yeah, I mean, if I have to wait in line or I have to wait on a telephone call, I get antsy. And I keep reminding myself, you know, people always ask, why do I have, you know, such a better outlook of things than, you know, and why am I happier or seem to be happier than most people? One is chocolate. but two is, you know, every time I start to get down about something, I think back to what my relatives went through being sent to Auschwitz or being murdered by the Nazis. And I'm like, okay, I have it better. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain. And if somebody in this day and age did to us what we're seeing Putin do to Ukrainians, I don't know if the average American could take it. If the average American is freaking out because, you know, they have to wear a mask or somebody else is not wearing a mask. Or, I mean, look at us. Our priorities are completely off. And so, you know, when you read about the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising or when you read about, you know, what happened during Nazi Germany or what's going on now in Ukraine, read about the resistance. Read about how these people, because, you know, when you look at these stories, you're like, well, that was in the olden days. Everything's black and white. People were different then. They really weren't. People weren't different then. You have the young men. Like, you're flipping kidding me? There's no way I'm going to let somebody, you know, take me and that's not happening. So they did think like us, but they had a strength. They had a will to live. So they didn't complain that somebody put pickles on their Chick-fil-A sandwich. They didn't complain that gas prices went up. They didn't complain that, you know, our problems today, and we have a lot of problems, was nothing like what other people had to face and what currently Ukrainians are facing. I mean, we're being told many Ukrainians are being taken, tortured, raped, and carted to Siberia to go to camps. This is 2023. If that's happening, I mean, bring the rain. Where's the UN? The reason why we have the UN is so nothing like Nazi Germany could happen again. And if Ukrainians are telling us they're doing it to us, this is happening all over again. How many other countries have been dealing with genocide? So, you know, before you complain about baby crying or, you know, maybe the temperature being a little bit off or the red light being a little bit too long at an intersection, just imagine what other people have gone through. And also think in your mind what you would do if something like this did happen. And I know people are saying, gosh, that was 80 years ago, Dolly. It's not going to happen again. You don't know that. Okay, what would you do if you had a army or something want to kill you and your family because of what you believe, cart you off somewhere, rape you, torture you, experiment on you? How would you fight back? Who would you fight back with? See, nobody has a plan. I tell you guys, do you have a plan for if there's a fire? Do you have a plan for an earthquake? Do you have a plan for a building collapse? No, most of us have a plan on what to do if our stock crashes or if Netflix, you know, doesn't air the next episode. Look, there was a meltdown because I think there was supposed to be a live screening of a Netflix show. And, I mean, what we're melting down for, I'm very nervous about if the poop really hits the fan, are we going to be able to fight? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Brace yourself for more ugly weather from the Ohio Valley through the Mid-Atlantic. The same system that created a tornado in Oklahoma that killed at least three people continues to move east. Near civil war fighting in Sudan has now killed at least one American. No word yet on the identity or the circumstances of the death. A lot of long, big-time investors in Tesla have written a letter to the company board expressing concern about CEO Elon Musk. The investors say Musk is way too distracted by his other businesses to pay attention to Tesla. Twitter is backing off its nearly two-week-old practice of labeling some news outlets as government-funded. Some of those outlets, like NPR and CBC, quit using Twitter in protest. DHS is setting up an artificial intelligence task force. The goal is to prioritize the responsible use of AI and the benefits it could bring. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a big problem we still have is doctors not listening. Patients come in, they say they have something going on with them, and the doctor blows them off. Now, you would think we would be taught in medical school to not do that. And I've spoken to you about how we have many patients who lie to physicians. So they say, oh, yeah, I took a COVID test. It's negative. So just give me the Tamiflu. And you're like, did you really take the COVID test? And you realize the at-home COVID test doesn't mean, you know, you're completely in the clear. You don't even have a fever. How do you have flu? And so I get that there's some lack of, there's some suspicions and, you know, maybe disbelief by all parties. But when I hear a story like this, it really makes me mad. Because when I was younger, I thought I had a tumor on my ovary. And I went to a gynecologist at UCLA. And she said, I don't. Now, maybe it's a cyst. Did an ultrasound. No, I'm fine. Went to another doctor. They said, nope, not a tumor. I went to a third doctor when I moved to Nevada. And I went to Dr. Kirsten Rogers, who I still see today. And she's like, what's going on? I'm young. Now I'm in medical school. I go, everybody's telling me I have medical school student syndrome. And they don't believe me, but I think I have a tumor on my ovary. She's like, why do you think you have a tumor on your ovary? I go, well, it hurts down there. And I was really skinny. Stomach was flat, except that area protruded. I'm like, I could see something there. So she's like, let's look. She does an ultrasound. She's like, you have a tumor there. Let's do a CAT scan. Hopefully it's a benign one. It was something that we called a teratoma. And I had surgery, had it removed. Thank God, so far so good. But it took three doctors to get somebody to listen to me. And I was in the biz. I was a medical student. People not listening. So we have one lady who thought she had appendicitis. She had excruciating pain. And when she went to an ER on January 6th, Amanda Buschelman was told she had ovarian cysts and that the ovarian cysts were causing her excruciating pain. The problem is that she didn't have ovaries. She had a hysterectomy in 2013, a full hysterectomy. She's a mother of three, lives in Trenton, Ohio. But the ER doc insisted she had ovaries. He said, well, you probably just had your uterus removed. She said, no, I was there. They definitely took my ovaries. So the ER doc didn't want to argue with her anymore. And then the hospital did later apologize, said that he did misdiagnose her with ovarian cysts and did confirm that she had no ovaries, but diverticulitis, which is inflammation of the colon. She then went on to see two more doctors who couldn't pinpoint why she had so much pain. She waited nearly 3 weeks, finally went into surgery, because somebody did decide to take her in to explore, and it turned out she had appendicitis. She's 43 years old. She shared her story on TikTok, and the pain was in the right lower abdomen. She went to her family doctor. She thought she had appendicitis. Doctor couldn't treat her, sent her to the hospital, but which he was supposed to. Yeah, doctor, said CT was normal, blood work was normal, said she had ovarian cysts. Then she went back to the ER. Another doctor said she had diverticulitis, inflammation. Then an MRI revealed she had a mass in her colon, but the doctor couldn't identify an inflamed appendix. So then she suspected maybe she had chronic appendicitis, because usually appendicitis, you know, can rupture pretty quickly, but sometimes you have chronic. In fact, doctors thought I might have had chronic appendicitis, and which is why I thought it was an ovarian tumor, because a tumor, or the ovary shouldn't have hurt, you know, but I felt something, so I think maybe it was appendicitis. But anyway, it took multiple doctors, even a gynecologist thought maybe it was an endometriosis implant where part of the lining of her uterus escaped and then grew and formed on other areas of the body, and that happened before the hysterectomy. But the gynecologist couldn't identify the mass based on the scans, so they did a surgery, and it was an OB that did the surgery. When they went in, they found she had appendicitis. So this is an issue where this is flipping 2023. We have CAT scans, we have MRIs, we have multiple doctors, multiple specialties, and here we are questioning, having trouble finding a diagnosis. Now, that's not the shock, okay? That's not the shock to this. The shock to this is she said she asked the doctors, You know, could this be appendicitis? You know, why isn't it? And that's what I tell you all. If you're having trouble with a physician listening to you, want to get a new physician, but if you can't get a new physician, ask them to teach you, you know, and don't be snotty about it. Just be really, really honest and say, look, you know, because I'm worried about appendicitis, reassure me, why wouldn't this be appendicitis? You know, how do I know? And then they go, well, because that part of the colon isn't inflamed, that part of the, you know, it's odd that it got messed. It could be. You know, sometimes appendicitis, the little appendage that's hanging off the right side of the colon, sometimes that might not be very apparent. Keep in mind, she had a hysterectomy, so she could have had scar tissue and some of the bowel could have twisted and not shown the appendix as easily as it might be seen in somebody who didn't have surgery. I mean, I've been told, you know, just any doctor should assume anything because I've had so much surgery and scar tissue in there that the whole anatomy is all upside down. But you know, it's scary when somebody finally does get to a doctor. They're in the ER, they're there, and then they get misdiagnosed. Or not only misdiagnosed, misdiagnoses happen. Okay, not everybody's perfect, and sometimes, you know, things can like we talked about syphilis yesterday, it's the great imitator. You could think you have hand, foot, and mouth disease, but you have syphilis. You know, that's, you know, I don't want to say misdiagnoses, but other differentials can come into play and be considered. But not listening to the patient, that is inexcusable. And if somebody thinks there's something going on with them, you have to listen. I told you I had a patient that came to me saying everybody thought she was a whack job. And she was a new patient that came to my clinic, and I go, why? What's going on? She goes, well, my best friend read my palm. She's a palm reader. And she read my palm and said, I either have a tumor on my ovary or a tumor on my colon. So I want to have that checked. I don't have insurance, but I don't care. And I go, well, of course, we could order a colonoscopy for you to see if you have a tumor in the colon. We could order a pelvic ultrasound. She's like, thank you. And I go, no other doctor would do this? She said, no, they wouldn't. And I'm like, you know, she wants to do the test. She wants to. Well, lo and behold, she had a tumor on her ovary. We sent her to gynecology, and it got taken care of. I don't know whatever happened, if it was ovarian cancer and how far along it was. But dang. I mean, I don't really believe in palm reading, but I guess maybe I do now. Whether you believe in it or not, if somebody thinks they have something wrong with them, you know, somehow 30, 40, 50 years ago, they made hypochondria such a big deal that many people think of that first. They shouldn't. I don't believe anybody's a hypochondriac until I have proven to myself and that patient that they don't have the pathology they are worried about. And I have to tell you, I've only had maybe a couple people who were really true hypochondriacs, but the majority of people who were told they were a hypochondriac were right all the time. They did have a clogged heart artery. They did have a tumor. They did have a dead fetus in them and were miscarrying. And I'm like, how the hell are there people practicing ignoring and calling somebody a hypochondriac without doing their due diligence? So, like I said, misdiagnoses happen. That's not the big deal, but always listen to the patient. And if you don't feel like you're being listened to, get a new doctor. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember there was a period of time before the pandemic when, you know, Chipotle was always in the news, or Walmart was always in the news. Well, doesn't it seem like Southwest Airlines now is always in the news? Wow. You know, they say, you know, all press is good press, even if it's negative press. I don't know. I mean, Southwest Airlines is always on my line, always on my mind because it's cheaper. So I use Southwest Airlines. But after the quote-unquote computer glitch, we were told that required the FAA to ground all flights yesterday, Southwest got moving. Today, they're about 10% delayed. No cancellations, but they have about 440 flights delayed. That's about 10% of their fleet. And so, you know, they're back up and running. I hope so, because I got to take them tomorrow to Houston, tomorrow night. So I am definitely hoping they are up and running. But they're not without their drama. They got another headline. Apparently, there was a passenger who started cussing on board a flight to Orlando, Florida, and was screaming and swearing at the parents of a child who wouldn't stop crying. Now, the toddler, not sure if the toddler had ear pain or, and trust me, if you've ever had ear pain on a plane, I understand how it's very troubling for these kids. But the man started yelling and screaming because the baby was crying for about 45 minutes. The flight apparently was in a holding pattern around the area outside Palm Beach due to a bad weather front. I'm not exactly sure what day this happened, because you remember they had a lot of delays and they had to have even airport closures because of the storm. And so the man started a rant about how he paid a ticket to have a comfortable flight, but those plans were derailed by the baby screams. So there's a video of him, you know, yelling and screaming. And then Southwest Airlines, apparently he was escorted away by police. He had refused to disembark the aircraft. And who knows? I get, trust me, having kids and kids who are crying, I get it. It drives you crazy. My own kids drive me crazy. I get that people will... You know, I sometimes don't want to be around my own kids. To have somebody else, you know, stuck in an uncomfortable seat, in a plane. But he started swearing, and he was, you know, cussing. And when people tried to calm him down, you know, he was kept cussing. And he said, "We are in a blanking tin can with a baby in a blank, blank echo chamber. And you want to talk to me about being blanking okay?" So the Southwest attendant tried to calm him down. And the man just kept, you know, yelling. But anyway, so it went back and forth, a lot of cussing. But where I want to go with this is, you know, our airplane travel and our customer satisfaction, let alone customer experiences, it stinks. Flying now stinks. I am not looking forward to flying. I only have to go to Houston, so it's a few hour flight, but I'm not looking forward to it at all. I hear the airports are, you know, even in my neck of the woods, airports are delayed, so you're delayed, you have to pay $5-6 for a bottle of water. You can't bring your own water and stuff because won't get through security. The seats are coach. They're Southwest. So luckily, I'm going with my husband, so I could always lean on him or lean into his seat. And I always make friends with the third person. If there's a third person, I always make buddies, just in case I have to fall asleep onto them. You know, it's like, you know, we're going to be family. Okay, if we're going to be stuck on a plane for a few hours, plus any delays, okay, we're going to, all right, as far as I'm concerned, we're plane married. And so it's uncomfortable. There's hardly any room on these flights. And yeah, I'm a little bigger than I used to be, but dang, no food. And you know, the bathrooms are really, really small. And it's really interesting. Have you guys ever tried to go number two on a plane? I can't do it. I mean, I can't go number two in a public bathroom. I don't know why. You know, I could pee, but I just can't. But on a plane, you know, when you shift and air shifts, your stomach gets all bloated, and you're like, well, maybe if I go, I'll feel better. I can't go on a plane. And then when you're on a plane, there's turbulence and all that. And not to mention the prices you spent. I mean, thank God Southwest is cheaper than others, but we're spending a lot of money to fly. Now, we're going to a wedding. We're happy to do it. But you're already setting up a situation where people are ticked. And the flight attendants, is not their fault. I mean, they know it sucks. Now, some of the flight attendants do get grumpy, you know, and I've had flight attendants be very mean to me. During the pandemic, they were just outright mean, and I was nice. And I get they were overworked, underpaid, and so I forgive them. You know, but I mean, you know, couldn't even ask for water without getting snapped at by some of them. And it wasn't Southwest. It was another airline. And I'm like, dang. And it just, you know, so if people feel like they, you know, they can't ask for anything, they can't, they're spending that kind of money, it's, and maybe it's because these airlines try to, you know, purport themselves as we are giving you a luxury. Now, mind you, yeah, I mean, them flying us in the air, what, 50,000 feet, 45,000 feet, 35,000 feet above the, you know, and doing that safely. As far as I'm concerned, that's all they really need to do. Okay, I don't need luxury. I don't need my feet massaged. I don't need a cocktail. I'm fine. You know, but I can't stand the experience at the airports. I can't stand, and I always had to get, frisked. I always had to get frisked by TSA because I had an IUD. And for some reason, that IUD would ting my entry reader device. It would ting the radar. And so I would always have to have my Lily and everything touched. And it's like, I hate going to the airport. I can't say it. Luckily, since hysterectomy, I don't have that problem anymore. It's amazing. But I'm like, dang. You know, it's not a fun experience. But, you know, I brought that up when we were talking about the Warsaw, uprising because, you know, flying is uncomfortable. I sit here and, you know, complain. And when I'm on a plane, I complain to myself and I go, stop complaining because it could be worse. It could be what your relatives went through on a train to Auschwitz. But it's, we're having angry passengers post-COVID. This isn't even about the mask. The masks were ridiculous. Wearing a mask on a plane when you had partial pressure oxygen and when people couldn't breathe, for the love of God, let them remove their mask and breathe. Two-year-old autistic children were being forced to put something on their mouth when they didn't. It took another toll. And it wasn't the airplane's fault. Didn't even the CEO of Southwest speak out, saying this isn't them. They aren't asking for this. They are being told by the government to do it. So it's no wonder people are upset. And I get why this gentleman was mad. You know, I mean, it's hard, but babies will undergo, and, you know, it kind of makes you wonder if you should travel with children. You know, I had to travel with my kids, and I felt bad for them because if their ears hurt, there wasn't much I could do. They didn't want their bottle. Would you want a bottle of milk if your ears were killing you on the descent of a plane? No. So it's no wonder these babies scream. Now, if the plane was circling, you know, and maybe the kid had an ear infection, maybe the kid was just grumpy. Maybe the kid had autism. But, you know, I don't know what the answer is because I hear from people both sides, kids shouldn't be on the plane, especially screaming ones. They don't belong there. They can't be ruining everybody else's, you know, time. But on the flip side, having had to travel with my 3-month-old to see my parents, you know, I had to take the baby. I had to take him, breastfeed him in the bathroom, you know, put him on his papoose, you know, hang on the door so I could pee because it was really hard to hold him and try to undo my pants at the same time. One parent was pregnant and her daughter left popcorn pieces all over, and I guess they asked the parent to pick it up. So it's not fun to fly anymore. I get it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.